Today marks the last installment of our series Inside the Gary Community School Corporation. One of the biggest challenges in Gary is crime, and unfortunately, it's a problem that has seeped into the schools. Gary has always had police officers patrolling the halls to help keep students in line. But now, they're trying a different approach. The district's new security system relies instead on school resource officers, policemen specifically trained to deal with students in the school setting. This new title reflects a bigger, systemic change within the district, giving students the tools to make change in their own right. State Impact Indiana's Rachel Morello reports.
Remember that pep rally the Gary students put on to introduce new teachers? They weren't the only staffers new to the district this year.
Okay, but now we're going to have the introduction of the new security and support staff.
Good morning. My name is Clarence Hightower. I am the safety and security coordinator.
But unlike the parade of new teachers, these officers didn't exactly give off, let's say, an approachable vibe. The majority male security team is, as one would expect, a serious crew, until Officer Harris comes up.
I need everyone to stand, please. I'm Officer Nate Harris. I'm the resource officer here at Westside Leadership Academy.
He's tall, he's big, he has a booming voice. But to Gary staff and students, he's officer friendly.
Officer friendly is a good term. I like it because that means I'm friendly. I smile a lot, but I smile all the time in here and out here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, sir. How you doing? Good, good. Give you another...
Officer friendly is the perfect example of what the Gary Community School Corporation expects out of its newly configured security staff. The district and the city surrounding it has a history of disciplinary issues. It's perhaps one of the few perceptions of Gary that most of its citizens wouldn't dispute as reality. The city's crime rate is 2.5 times the national rate. Another fact, the highest percentage of students referred to the Lake County Juvenile Center come from the Gary School Corporation. So, in response, at the end of last school year, the district required all of its police officers to reapply for their jobs. If they were asked to come back, they did so with a new title, School Resource Officer. In announcing the new system, Superintendent Cheryl Pruitt tells community members that it has been tried and tested in other districts.
If you go into other communities or to the suburban communities, some of those offenses that our children do here, they may do there, but they don't end up in jail. So we really have to think about that.
The new group of 28 officers received training on how to deal specifically with students in the school setting. Officer Harris says this was necessary because in the past, school officials had been applying the same law enforcement techniques on students that they were on the streets, and it wasn't very effective.
You better do what I say. You're going to go to class, or I'm going to drag you out of here in handcuffs. I believe that trend that went on far too long. One thing I say to them, say, hey, I'm your resource officer. I'm here to be resourceful to you. I'm here to help you. By telling them that, it calms them down. Okay, he's on my side.
The change is reflected in Harris's office at Westside High School.
Usually I keep music because I'm an old school music, but I like stepping music, R&B. I usually have some soft music going when they come in here.
A few chairs line the far wall, beneath a bulletin board splattered with posters boasting school rules. Harris set up a few round tables with chairs, presumably space for students to calm down and do homework. He says this is a vast improvement from his old office down the hall. Harris's new space also puts him closer to the school psychologist and social workers, people he is now expected to coordinate with as a resource officer, as opposed to a policeman.
Yeah, that's what the resource program's about. I understand that we're now part of the process of the education. Sometimes I feel like a social worker, sometimes I feel like a teacher, and sometimes I feel just like, I don't know what I am today. But good morning, Coach Johnson, how are you? Hey, what's going on, man? How you feeling? Good to see you.
Gary has to deal with issues that happen outside school walls. Last summer, within a 3-week period, 4 students were shot and killed within blocks of school.
Mark, the shooting happened just around 9:30 last night, right around the time
Gary
the storm.
Means 7 murders in 7 days. And tonight, a task force.
Another GSW across town. Police parlance for gunshot wound.
It's something nobody, especially the officers who had interacted with some of these students, wanted to see. Officer Harris says the program he and his fellow resource officers are starting can actually help the City of Gary Police Force because they can prevent some of the activity from spilling out onto the street.
Officers worked in the school, I believe that half of the battle be won because I can tell the difference with how I respond to crime area, how I respond to a situation that involves young people that know who I am.
And Harris is confident that a turnaround is coming. He acknowledges that the resource program might not solve the entire issue of crime in the school system or community at large right now, but it's the first step in a longer process.
We want them to be successful, we want them to be productive, and in return, they're going to change this community. They're the ones going to bring the business back, and they're the ones going to redevelop these homes.
Harris says the students are the future, and he adds, it's up to them to write the rest of Gary's story. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.